Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast, experience support for confident business makers.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Ed Kless, and with me today is Dominic Colasante. Dominic is the CEO at 2X, the category creator and fastest growing marketing as a service firm. Dominic is a thought leader on marketing organizational models and operating model transformation. Previously, Dominic was CMO at W Group and has held demand creation, marketing ops, analytics, and account-based marketing roles at Siemens and SAP. Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast, Dominic.
Thank you, Ed. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, first off, why do you do what you do?
I am a marketer by background, I think now in a CEO's role, but I think that I'm fascinated by it. I find it intellectually interesting. I found that marketing was one of those fields where you have this perfect balance of art and science. And so I've always loved numbers and math and figuring out how to use data to make decisions, but then also, you know, the creativity to innovate and dream and come up with ideas and do things differently and be original. And I've grown my career in marketing. I've been really excited about the marketing profession because it's one of the unique places where you can balance both of those sides of the brain at the same time. And, you know, while it was fun to have that job when I did, now it's fun to be in a place where I'm working with people in that job all the time. And that's even more exciting.
And I want to talk to you about today about what you think the real power of AI in marketing is. We hear a lot about it. So what's the power of AI for marketing?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's, you know, so much discussion about the productivity lift of AI, right? And that it takes us less time to do things. And so therefore we can get more work done with less people. And there's so much conversation around that. I think in some ways, you know, that's true. The data is very clear that it enables you to produce more work in a shorter period of time. But I think that's missing the point. I think marketers are more often challenged by, we don't have enough marketing. We don't have enough campaigns, enough ads, enough emails, enough personalization, enough unique pieces of content. And what we really want as marketers, sure, it'd be great to get our work done in half as much time. What we really want to do is generate more revenue, more results, more impact, more fuel for the business. Every marketer wakes up, you know, not to say, how do I get 100% of my work done in half my time? How do I get 300% of my work done? That's the objective. That's what the business needs, right? A lot of companies are in unique modes right now. We've kind of moved through some different economic cycles, and the cure for a lot of that is not necessarily less cost. It's often more revenue. And I think AI has a real power to do that. You know, we know that one of the biggest things in marketing that drives impact is personalization, right? The more personalized the ad, the more personalized the email, the more personalized the web experience, the more likely it is to resonate with the audience and convert. The problem in personalization is it takes time. It takes time to create many different variations of things to serve different personas or industries or company types or geos or product use cases. And AI allows you to, it's a hack for more. And so being able to use it to generate more results, more campaigns, more marketing, I think is the real power of technology. And it allows marketers to do things they could never do before.
Well, react to this statement. I've heard it said that AI is not going to take over people's jobs. People who know how to use AI are going to take over the jobs of people who don't know how to use AI.
1000% agree. I think it's AI has to be put in the hands of a human to be effective. So the human plus AI beats either human or AI every day. And so, I think, you know, a human that knows how to use it is going to be more impactful, going to get more work done, be able to derive more results. It's going to be a happier human. I think it's, you know, a lot of times we get, asked to do more work than we can physically do. That's a tough way to be a marketer. It's tough to live in that world where you know you're always behind on something, or there's some stakeholder you couldn't get to, or there's a campaign you kind of had to shrink the size of the idea because you didn't have enough time to do all the pieces you wanted. And it's a way better existence when you're in a place of where I can deliver more and I can sort of have this power behind me to put more marketing in market.
Well, I guess it comes down to something that Peter Drucker talked a lot about, and, you know, as being a marketer, probably have heard variations on this, and that is, you know, efficiency is just outputs over inputs, right? It's just becoming more efficient just does the thing right, but really effectiveness is what you're shooting for in marketing, and that is, does it do the right thing? So yes, you can be more efficient, but is it translating to what the results are that you actually want to have?
It's exactly right. And content's a great place for that. Like, there's so many marketers that are focused on, well, I need to generate all this content, right? I have to have a paper and an ebook and a blog and a content item and something in the bill of material for every single different type of use case or persona or situation I could be in. And I have to fill up all this content. But we know that 20% of the content is driving 80% of the results. And so how do we figure out what of that content is more impactful, do more of that, and, you know, focus on, you know, things that convert and things that produce the outcome, and how do I get the least amount of activities that will drive the outcome, you know, in that type of situation? It's all about effectiveness, I think.
When it comes to outcome, again, react to this statement. The purpose of marketing is not to generate revenue. The purpose of marketing is to generate profit.
I don't know if I would agree in total on that. I think for sure. I mean, it's to generate economic value for the business. And if you're generating revenue that costs you more to acquire than you make in the end, that's a problem. But I think there's a lot of marketers get talked into doing a lot of things that aren't marketing. I think in a lot of ways, marketers are, you know, now kind of being responsible for sales in a lot of ways. Like, we had a sales team for that, but now marketers are getting a lot of sales KPIs. I think there's a lot of functions in the business that drive profitability. You know, how we price, which maybe marketing certainly weighs in on that, but that's a product function, what our cost to deliver is, all of our operating expenses. Many of those things have nothing to do with marketing. I'm sure marketing should be a good investment. Our customer acquisition cost should not significantly exceed the lifetime value of the customer, for sure. But I think, you know, it's hard to put so many different KPIs in the marketing function when they're already wearing, you know, 20 different hats and are sort of in the center of everything. I think if you have a marketing function that's generating significant amounts of revenue, that's a really good place to be. And if that revenue is not profitable, I wouldn't necessarily look to marketing as the place where the profitability needs to come from. I would wonder, you know, how are we servicing those customers and how are we running our business? And can we make that more efficient versus always looking at the engine that's bringing the customer in to drive all the results and, you know, be the source of cost save? It's hard to get both out of that function.
And Dominic, we have an exit question that we ask all of our guests, and that is, who is a hero of yours and why are they a hero?
Yeah, well, you prepped me on that question, and I appreciate that. I struggled with it. I think I've had many different heroes in many different parts of my life. And I couldn't think of one right now that I point to that's like I wake up every day wanting to focus on. So what came to mind to me was, frankly, you know, CMOs are a hero to me right now. Probably the hardest executive job to have. It's the shortest tenure of any C-level position. And it's a situation where they've got so many different stakeholders to manage, so much change, so much, you know, uniqueness around, you know, the new buyer journey, the new ways that marketers are creating value, navigating the relationship with the CFO and the CEO and the board. And they come to work every day inspired to help their businesses grow. That's a hero to me.
And lastly, Dominic, how can somebody contact you?
You can find me on LinkedIn, if you can spell my name correctly, Dominic Colasante.
All right. Dominic Colasante, CEO of 2X, thanks so much for being a guest on the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.
Thanks, Zach.
Review and subscribe by searching your podcast player of choice for Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.